the main thing from the industry perspective is the amount of change that's going to be required and the problems that you run into with seasonal products, or where you're forced to change the sourcing of a product at fairly short notice when you're already locked into particular labelling. So your labelling may say it's made in Australia from local ingredients, and there's a drought, all of a sudden the ingredients aren't available, they've got to be imported from somewhere else, so there's a need for a packaging change. And that's always been a tension under Australian law.
And is it mainly an expense and the orders of the packaging that is causing the issue?
Look, it's a significant cost for any business to make any change in packaging. So if they're having to look at changes in the level of Australian content over the course of time with a product and they're having to relabel it all the time, yes, significant costs and also significant delays, because that stuff takes time to balance, to get it set up, proofed, printed and then put into the production run. And then you've got to deal with whatever stock is already labelled with the old packaging as well.
And given the high cost of the regulation, what do you think that means for eventual compliance?
In one sense, it's not changing anything from what we've already had, that people have got to make sure that their packaging is accurate. It just gives, I guess, a greater level of certainty if it's properly run by the individual manufacturers. The consumers will have a greater understanding of just what level of Australian content there is in the product, rather than having to guess.
And on a similar note, with consumers' understanding of what's in a product, you told the food manufacturers here today about the regulators' focus on what is natural. Now, at the moment in the United States, the regulator there is literally asking people to write in and tell them what they think is natural. Where do the Australian regulators draw their definition from?
Look, largely that thing has been drawn from dictionary definitions, but it's also then shaded by trying to understand what the ordinary person would think the expression means. So natural's one of them, fresh. We've seen a lot of action by the ACCC in areas such as free range. And what does free range mean when it comes to eggs? And that's actually been driven by consumers wanting products that have a certain characteristic and a difference between industry and consumers in their understanding of what the terms mean. And ultimately that's now driven a change where there's been an agreed level of stocking for free range, so that people will at least have an understanding, if someone says free range, what it may mean.
One of the new focuses, and it has been media driven, of the ACCC is a focus on sugar. Are you expecting through your doors problems to arise with how people look at sugar levels, and again whether sugar is natural or added? What does it mean for manufacturers with this increased scrutiny of the amount of sugar in products?
I think sugar's the new hit list product everyone's sort of worrying about, so yes, there's going to be greater consumer focus on it, and that will ultimately drive through to complaints to the regulators and the possibility that they'll look more closely at some of the claims and the advertising. The reality is, if the product's properly represented, it should minimise the risks for any of the businesses. But there's always going to be a scope where there'll be a difference of view between consumers and manufacturers about what should or shouldn't be in the product. But at the end of the day, it's flavour that drives what people buy and want to consume, and sugar is one of the key factors in flavour. Sugar, salt and fat, take those out and the products have got no flavour at all.
Are disagreements about sugar and food manufacturers running into problems with their presentation of sugar on their products driving clients through your door?
Look, there's certainly a lot more focus and a lot more attention on it, and you'll get things being raised in the media about the level of sugar in products. So, yes, there is a greater focus by manufacturers and more inclination to check the claims, run a sanity check across them to make sure that the impression they're giving is overall correct and accurate and not going to mislead consumers into misunderstanding the nature of the products that they're buying.
Do you think the focus on things like natural and how much sugar is in things and words like healthy, we will eventually expect to see less of them on products as the definition is kind of contested more?
Look, these are expressions that have been used for decades. I don't see that they're going to change. The ACCC has always had a focus around food because it's important to all of us. So they've always focused on the accuracy of a broad range of claims that are used in connection with food. Is it going to change the way that these are used as long as they're accurate? No. But if the claims aren't accurate, then hopefully we will see a cessation of those claims being used by particular businesses, and that's to the advantage of those businesses that are doing the right thing and are making things clear to the consumers.
Comes back to that basic principle that truth is your best defence.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, business is about getting repeat. They want consumers to come back to them all the time. Those that play it straight all the time with their consumers, give them the right understanding of the products, they're going to have the repeat business.